perform muraqabah. In other words, remember Allah in your heart. Empty your heart of all thoughts and give your full attention to your heart. And this dhikr is silent dhikr, quietly done. If you haven't learnt it yet, then you should learn this dhikr. Because this dhikr is very and extremely beneficial. There are so many virtues of this dhikr that possibly a person cannot mention them. That's how many virtues there are. Extreme virtues and benefits of this dhikr. And this is a great treasure, this dhikr. A great treasure. This is dhikr khafi. This is also called dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. So this dhikr is a massive dhikr. Brilliant dhikr. And the reality is that all the levels are taken and ascended via this dhikr of the heart. So close the eyes, open your heart, and focus towards your heart. And if thoughts keep coming, let them come, don't care about them. And if something distracts your mind, don't worry about it. Just do one action continuously, not from your mouth, not speak from your tongue. Just the heart should continue saying, Allah, 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 Allah. And this dhikr in the whole Naqshbandi order, it's the essence of the whole Naqshbandi order. The complete Naqshbandi order, if you ask anyone, what's your silsila? They'll say dhikr-i-qalbi, which is in the dhikr that we do in the heart. The whole order silsila is summarized in this dhikr khafi, silent dhikr. So when you learn this dhikr, a salik student, you should work hard on this. Lots of time and effort on dhikr-i-qalbi. Always keep your focus and attention on your heart, and then your heart and is illuminated. Nothing, my friends, is attained without effort. You can't get anything whilst you're sat at home. Those people who have given this dhikr to, and those who have given this dhikr to us, and it's arrived to us, then at least look at their life history, that how they gave their time towards dhikrullah. And one dervish, I saw my Hazrat Rahimahullah, I saw his life with regards to dhikr, his connection. And in that time, that era when there were great mashaykh were alive at that time, honorable walis of Allah, there was no comparison. Somebody done this in the world, this world, but Hazrat Sahib, this was his habit, regular, that day and night, every moment he was maraqib and in the state of maraqibah dhikr. He didn't do any other action. I didn't see him do any other action. From morning, from tahajjud time until night, and at the final sitting after Isha, then he would depart. And apart from the dhikr of Allah, I didn't see Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, do any other action. Never did I see him do anything else. Despite the fact he was a big scholar, and a high level, great human being, thousands of madrasas he could have opened up. He could have done thousands of tafsir, commentary of the Quran. He could have done lectures, speeches, thousands of hadith he could have shared and told people. He could have done everything. Not a minor thing for him. Everyone except him. He wasn't a person from this era. The person who's born around 1900, tell me, amazing his level and status, the great golden period and age he saw. What great walis of Allah he would have met in his life. Great personalities. But it was his great achievement. Subhanallah. His miracle. That apart from dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, he didn't do any other action. Any other action. He didn't run after any other gain. When he would even go to sleep in the night, then we learned from the Mamulat, that after going on the bed, even after being free from Isha, dhikr after Isha, when he would go to the bed to sleep, even there he would do muraqabah in the bed. And he would sleep in that state. So this is, must be a reason that he did this much dhikr. Alhamdulillah. Must be a reason behind it. So Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that this useless person, he got the sober, the company, I didn't understand anything else apart from dhikr. And the hadith says this as well. That, remember me so much that people call you mad, crazy, in love with dhikr. That's how much dhikr you should do. They should consider you majnoon, mad, crazy. A useless man. What's he doing? Just doing dhikr all the time. So these are all the points. Work hard, brothers. Make effort. From effort, you attain. Get up, always be in muraqabah, meditation, remembering Allah. And don't fall into this trap, I'm not getting a benefit, I don't understand it, this is not happening. Forget the benefits and everything. The benefit for this is that even the angels don't know the benefit of this. If the angels aren't aware, all deeds they can record the angel, but this deed he cannot record, the dhikr in the heart. The angel cannot record it. So brothers, a unique, don't know how much Allah Ta'ala has given this great treasure in our hands. First of all, I can't understand that how Allah Ta'ala has granted us and selected this deed and selected us with this deed. Alhamdulillah, the color has rubbed off onto you for dhikr of Allah as well. And it's a great effect with Allah's fadl and grace that's rubbed off onto you. Keep it existent, maintain it and expand it, multiply. And keep on giving your time towards dhikr of Allah, effort. That's it. Today people see you, they say the people of dhikr, dhikr wale, those who do dhikr, the group of dhikr. They say that, isn't everybody? Oh, he's a dhikr al-admi, they do dhikr. So such a great degree you've attained here, then imagine what you'll gain the hereafter. The hadith has been completed here. You fulfill it, and the day of resurrection Allah will say, the why you look at these people, these are the people of dhikr. Subhanallah. Allah will introduce. So should we leave such an action, my friends? Should we be lazy on dhikrullah? Totally not at all. Wherever you see the sheikh, his majlis is in place, then give a sacrifice and run to that gathering. So no, I'm not going to meet anyone today. Relatives say, I'll meet you in the morning. And nothing should come in between, that there's no greater action than this. Yes, in the evening, give the evening to Allah. Give the evening to Allah and give the morning to Allah. That's it, end of story. Say, this is Allah at this time. I can't give this time. I can't. No, please don't, nobody interfere with me at this time, morning and evening. No, I'm going to work. No, I'm going to do anything else. I'm just going to do dhikr. I'm going to dhikr. I'm going to sit in the dhikr of Allah. Oh, this will happen, that will happen. You lose this and you won't do this. Say, it doesn't matter. But if it's happening at the dhikr time, then there will not be one penny of barakah in that. Not even one penny of barakah will come if I do any other action during dhikr majlis time. At this time, stop every other action. That's it. The universe stops. You know this? The universe stops when the dhikr of Allah is performed. The whole universe pays attention towards that dhikr, the action that's been done. Dhikrullah. Do you know this? Have you not heard the hadith? That in the heavens, the inhabitants of the heavens, the angels, the malaika, great malaika, they look down on the earth and say, where did these stars come out from? The moon, where did they come out from? This majlis of dhikrullah, that if in the inhabitants of the heavens, the skies can be affected and impacted by it, then tell me, the whole universe stops at that time. Moon, stars, everything starts to look at the dhikr gathering. It's a great power that the dhakir and those who do dhikr have. So, attach this to your life, love the action of dhikrullah. Most of all, if someone says, what do you love most? Say, I love most of all dhikrullah. That's it. Wherever I am, dirty, sinful, but I'm a dhakir. I remember Allah. And you'll see that other people do dhikr, la ilaha illallah. After 10 minutes, that's it. After 15 minutes, they stop. They do this, isn't it, people? 30 minutes, they do dhikr, then they stop. Oh, I've done dhikr, that's it, I've finished. But here, we are never resting, we're never at peace. Our heart doesn't fill with dhikr. Our heart doesn't get full. We feel, for example, if I wasn't looking after you, you know, then I'm such a person, 4 or 5 hours I would host dhikr with you. 4 or 5 hours. Yes, and I used to do that. I remember one kalima I start to enjoy. I never leave that kalima reciting it. I never leave that kalima. I stick to that kalima when I enjoy it. And I don't know what kalima will show its full effect today. Which verse? Yes, an ocean, vast ocean, one kalima, it can fill up the gap between the heavens and the earth with barakah. There's nothing can compare. Yahayu ya qayyum, can any kalima compare to this? Yahayu ya qayyum? My heart doesn't feel that I stop and leave the kalima. And the whole universe starts to shake. So you have to control. You have to control that may this not occur, that people don't understand. So, dhikr. We leave dhikr and we run, we go away, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. This is the time of majlis. Before and after, I'm not going to meet anyone during dhikr majlis time. For the dhakir, during dhikr majlis time, everything's haram. And that in the sharia of the dhakir, like my sheikh, and majlis is running and I do other actions in the world. How can this be? I'm meeting friends at that time. I'm listening to the speeches of the Mawlana. I listen to lectures and speeches during the majlis time of my sheikh. He said, everything that's in the world, all the gatherings and everything, the greatest gathering and majlis is that where the dhikr of Allah is happening. The greatest gathering. And we leave dhikr at that time? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So, my friends, pay attention towards dhikr, okay? Love dhikr Allah, and there's a lot of enjoyment doing dhikr Allah. So, pay attention to it. This dhikr qalbi is not silent dhikr. There's no greater sound than this of dhikrullah. There is no greater sound. Those people who have heard, they have told me. Those people have told me. One person, mashallah, quite a long time ago, and it was a guest who came from Africa. Africa, what country was it? I can't remember right now which country it was. And he came to learn dhikr from Africa. A great jamaat we've got there, and I also established a khanqa there. And I can't remember that country now, the name of it. It was of some person, an old colleague, Zimbabwe, yes. So, there, and mashallah, great events took place there. Khanqa we had there, mashallah, the silsila started there, lots of things happened there. And then from there, one individual came, a guest, and I saw him in the morning and his eyes were swollen. He said, what's in? And he said, the Hazrat, I couldn't sleep in the night. He said that I was tossing and turning. All the walls were doing Allah, Allah, whichever wall I looked towards, they were saying Allah. When I looked at the ceiling, it was saying Allah. I said, what could I do? Then I turned to the other side, then I heard Allah from there. He said, every corner, wherever I put my mouth, Allah, I could hear it clearly, the sound coming. Because Allah's zikr took place in that location. So we do zikr and we leave. But the bricks, you know these bricks, they will do zikrullah. In our khankas, yes, various events have taken place like this. I won't say the names of the khanka, but our khankas in this country. So the night fell, and those were in itikaf. And they went here and there, and they went to sleep. But they saw that the tasbihs were knocking. They heard the knocking noise of the tasbih, rosary beads. They said, what's going on? Who's come here? We're sleeping, resting after. And they're looking around, and tasbihs are moving. Allah, Allah. That you do the tasbih like you do the tasbih. Don't you? Do you use the tasbih? Put your hands up if you use the tasbih. Look at this. This person, he's not Umar. Don't you use the tasbih? Why don't you utilize the tasbih? Huh? Foolish person, do the dhikr of Allah. Take their spark lessons. Put your hands down. Is that a human being who doesn't do dhikr Allah? Tasbih, use it, circulate it. Tasbih is our jewelry. It's our jewelry, the tasbih. Don't you want to get that maqam in the hereafter, in the grave? Don't you want to introduce yourself? You just eat and drink, go to sleep and do no other action in life? Don't go to sleep until the shaykh, the zikr is given to you, until you don't complete it. That tasbih. So tasbih is a great action. Without tasbih, you can't do zikr without tasbih. There is no zikr without tasbih. Till the person doesn't do the tasbih, he can't do zikr. Zikr hasn't even started. The start is with the tasbih. So do tasbih. If your tasbih circulates, then the lataif, they are running. Yes. So without tasbih, you can't do that. Never think that this is a useless thing. So, what a beautiful thing is tasbih. That bring me any miracle like this that can be equivalent to the tasbih. Can you get this from a shopping center? From any bazaar, show me that bring this tasbih and this action of the tasbih and show it to me. That if you can get that. Tell me. So brothers, this is unique. If you have the tasbih in the pocket, it keeps on moving. Keeps on giving you light. And put it in your pocket and look after it. It's nur, it's a light. Remember this point. That dhikrullah, that when you have a connection with dhikrullah, then it becomes nur. So whatever item has a connection with dhikr becomes nur. Like we have a glass. You know, I drink the water from this glass. It's become nur, light. And all is absorbed the dhikr of Allah into that glass. So any item that comes close to dhikrullah, it becomes nur, light. Light. We can't see that. We can't see that. Sometimes you might see it, the human being might see it, might witness it. So what a great thing becomes that person who does the dhikr of Allah, he becomes a great human being. Which dhikr? Which dhikr am I talking about? Qalbi? This dhikr, muraqaba. That's Khatam Khwajgam, we've done before that. That's a different enjoyment. This is dhikr now that we're going towards. Whoever, remember this, I'm telling you one point now. Whoever has this, doesn't have this qalbi dhikr, he is not a dhakir. Because Allah, when He talks about dhikrullah in the whole Quran, remember this, that dhikr that Allah Ta'ala is instructing us to do, then Allah has attached the word kathir to that. Kathir, abundance. High number, high quantity. You understand what I'm saying? I'm giving tafsir now, commentary of the Sufi. I'm giving the proof for everything. Oh, we do this, say no, this is not dhikr that you do. Dhikr, whoever is saying Allah, whenever Allah says dhikr, do my dhikr, remember Allah is referring to kathir dhikr. And kathir dhikr definition is qalbi dhikr. Qalbi dhikr. It doesn't mean anything else. You cannot have kathir with any other organ. Your tongue can't do it, your hand can't do it, your eyes can't. So the place Allah is instructing, what dhikr is that? Qalbi dhikr. And this is what Allah said, that the Naqshbandi order will be at the top, right at the ascension. And I'm hopeful with Allah that those will be sat on the thrones, on the decorated seats, there will be these dhakirs. There will be these dhakirs. These are the people who do dhikr of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala, when He's referred to dhikr, He's talking about dhikr kathir, that do the dhikr with the heart, those people. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So real, genuine, that person is a dhakir who learns the dhikr of the heart and does dhikr of the heart. And he is in muraqabah always. So the real dhikr is this dhikr. Yes, so whenever you hear the name dhikr, he's doing dhikr tasbihat. We do utilize for islah, for rectification. Everything is dhikr. You're eating, that is dhikr. Yes, whatever you're doing for the sake of Allah is dhikr. Remembrance of Allah. You're sat with the children, you're talking to them, that's dhikr. Talking about deen, that's dhikr. Doing tabligh, that's dhikr. Doing good amal, that's dhikr. Whichever dhikr, Allah Ta'ala, what the dhikr that Allah is referring to is dhikr kathir when He talks about dhikr. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Yes. So you're sat and respected scholars ask them, is this the point or not? Ask them. Yes. So we have to hear what Allah is saying, or we're going to listen to what we are saying. We need to listen to what Allah is referring to, not to some Mulana sahib, is it? And for this reason, there's a condition for this dhikr, to do this dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has put the ahlul dhikr. Allah says, as'alu fas'alu ahlul dhikr in kuntum la ta'lamun. Tell me. So, tasbih dhikr, who doesn't know? Subhanallah, even a little boy who sat in front of you, who can say that? Say same, subhanallah, say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, he'll recite it. Just like you do, they recite as well. Everybody can do that. But Allah is saying, Fasalu ahlu dhikr, that action, that knowledge that you don't know, then go and ask the people of dhikr. They will tell you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, the dhikr I'm referring to, you don't know that. You don't have that knowledge. You have to go and ask a friend of Allah, a wali Allah. So the tafsir is probably of this fact, that dhikr that Allah is mentioning, Allah says, you cannot learn it. You cannot acquire it from your own hand unless you don't go and learn it from a sheikh, a teacher, a wali Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Yes, fasalu ahlul dhikr, Allah says. Go to the people of dhikr, those who teach dhikr, they will teach you, he will teach you dhikr. Because this dhikr, Allah says, I'm referring to, this remembrance of mine, Allah says, where will you acquire it from? I say to you, go and get me some vegetables. Where will you go to? Yeah? Where will you go to get the vegetables? Will you go Tesco's? No, you'll go straight to a green grocery shop to buy the vegetables. If I say, buy some meat, where will you go to? To a travel agent? No, you'll go to the butchers. Because whoever you go to, whoever he specializes in, you will go to that person to acquire that item. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us Himself, guidance, don't look left and right. This dhikr that you need to do, that I'm referring you to, go to a wali Allah, my friend, he will teach you this dhikr. Subhanallah. That you won't get it from La ilaha illallah. Allah says, no, this dhikr kathir you will learn from where? From where? From the company of that man who himself is the ahlul dhikr, the people of dhikr, who does this dhikr. Unique point today I'm discussing with you. Fas'alu ahlul dhikr in kuntum la ta'lamun. You don't have this knowledge, Allah says. You haven't got the knowledge. Go to the specialist. Go to the specialist. Go to his shop. You will learn from there. And Allah is sending you himself. So it's lazim, compulsory or not, tell me. Essential or not. Dhikr kathir to learn in. Without learning dhikr kathir, you cannot do it. It doesn't have any impact. You can try yourself doing muraqabah. People copy us and do muraqabah, isn't it? And the shaitan runs and jumps on top of them. Because Allah said that you must go to Ahlul Dhikr. And what's the difference there? What's the difference? That this dhikr, Allah, the friend of Allah, the Wali Allah teaches this. Allah is saying this, go to him and learn from him. Do you understand that the Wali Allah teaches this dhikr? Okay. What's the reason? But the reason is that the friend of Allah, the Wali Allah teaches this dhikr because there's a tariqah method of teaching dhikr. What's the method? He doesn't teach from his tongue. He connects the heart to the heart and teaches dhikr. Subhanallah. Yeah? It's not a verbal teaching. Yeah, so you know when the finger is put from the sheikh to the student, he's connecting himself to the student. In other words, he's connecting his heart to the heart. That this is my body, I'm here. This is my body, isn't it? And here's my finger, which is part of my body. So the dhakir, the student is learning. Finger is a big thing. Even if his hair falls, even the hair is doing dhikr of the dhakir. The hair. So when you're sat on a mode of transport, an animal, even that is doing transport. Hazrat Fadhal Ali Qureshi, Ramadullah, he was going along on his horse. It used to be horses before, isn't it? Horses. Hazrat Fadhal Ali Qureshi, there was a man sat on the wayside, on the side, and he was passing by on his horse. And then, you know, obviously the horse is the horse. And the horse was rejoicing because the dhakir, wali Allah, sat on the horse. So when the horse went by the man, then the hoof of the horse or the leg touched the man. And that man, as soon as the leg of the horse touched the man, he was in jazb. Allah, 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 Allah. He started to do Allah, dhikrullah, the man who was touched by the horse of Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh. True story I'm telling you. So Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, he descended from the horse. And he said, what's happened to you? He said, nothing. Just my whole body shaking during dhikrullah. Hazrat, who are you? He said, I'm just a human being. Who else am I? He said, you cannot be a human being. What kind of human being are you? That your horse that you're sat on, you understand the horse? He said, the horse that you're sat on, that horse hal is that its leg touched me, made me a dhakir. Then what will be the status of the man sitting on the horse then? You. And he said that, not me, I'm not going to leave your side now. Please tell me, where do you live? That's it. His whole life he spent in the company of Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh. So these are the people who have passed in history. You tell me now. So whenever a person sits on something, the dhakir, that thing becomes a dhakir. Yes, it starts to do dhikrullah. And if a non-dhakir comes into him, then he's struggling. What's this nonsense person who's sitting on me, he doesn't do dhikr? Why is he sat next to me? Why is he coming to my car, this person? When it's used to doing dhikr. So be careful that see the people who do dhikr in your car, in your vehicle. Yes, otherwise that car will struggle. It won't like it. It will complain. It will say, what's going on? It's desperate. What a deep person that he's come and sat inside me. And don't see to people, wherever your sheikh sits, don't seat anyone there. Remember this point. Remember that. That place where your sheikh sits, that position, have so much respect, adab, for that place that you should have ihtiram and caution and respect for that place. And I'm telling you, the adab here, the adab, the manners, the respect. So who could dare to sit in that position? Allahu Akbar, he'll become disrespectful. At that time, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. When he will realize, then instead of sitting, he should kiss it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, he should kiss that place. How can I sit here on this seat? The sheikh, when he gives him permission, but it's very difficult to get that ijazah. So beautiful, unique points I'm sharing with you, isn't it? Yes. So this is dhikr, my friends. Dhikrullah, it makes a person into a unique thing. What dhikr are we referring to? Tell me, what dhikr am I talking about? What dhikr? Yes, ismi dhat, his personal name. Dhikr of his personal name, I'm talking about this. Why? Why? What's the speciality in it? Tell me. It's dhikr kathir. That's what Allah is referring to. That I'm repeating this to you, repeating this to you. The special quality of this is dhikr kathir. Okay, so if it's dhikr kathir, what should we do? What other special qualities then? This in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do this very same dhikr. Not dhikr on its own. Dhikr kathir, Allah Ta'ala is telling us to do. Dhikr kathir. So dhakir is that person who does dhikr in his heart because this is dhikr kathir. Then he is the dhakir. And so learn this, teach your children, teach your wife, family, young children. And let everybody benefit from this dhikr. From every way, method, bring this dhikr. There is no greater color than this sibghatul ma'asir. Allah says the best color of Allah is this color. The dhikr of Allah. Ahsan, best effect is from this dhikr. Take hold of people, grab them, bring your children from home, from here, from there, sit them down, just sit with us, and inshallah the effect of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr will rub off onto those people, quickly onto the children, on other people. So brothers, work hard, make effort. Without effort you can't attain anything. People think it's easy. Every second, all the time, your intention and attention should be towards where? Your heart. Your heart, that's it. Every moment, every second. Then no need to close your eyes at that time. No need to close your eyes. There will be no requirement for that. Yes. Your eyes are open and your heart's doing its work. Alhamdulillah. Don't let your heart lose the attention from Allah's remembrance. Great treasure indeed. Great treasure. Okay. Let's do the dhikr of Allah now. For this reason I say dhikr has started now. That's why I say this. This is dhikr that we're going towards now. So close your eyes and pay attention towards your heart. And inside your heart, nothing at all. Thoughts are coming, distractions coming. Doesn't matter what you have to say. Allah, Allah, Allah. And we are going to now do the right form of dhikr. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.